sorry.
Yes, sir. What is your name, sir? Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir. How
are you doing? Oh, doing just fine. And what is your name, sir?
Anthony Rowell.
Okay, isn't that just right? Okay. The Honorable Mr. Johnson will serve as your lead, sir, for this whole hour.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, sir. Just for the record, could you please state your name and agency number for us?
My name is Anthony Navarro. My DOC number is 283658.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Commissioners. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing this morning. To my far left is the Honorable David Neal, coming next to him in the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Michael Johnson, sir. I am going to be acting as your lead during the hearing. Sir, also with us representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Office is Mr. Grady. You can see Mr. Grady on the screen now. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Today I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir. This time I'd like to swear you and Mr. Grady in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Okay, Mr. Navarro, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the community supervision has been the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. Phase two, the board would make a decision whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on the warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether the allegation is there a door behind you, sir? Is there a door behind you?
Yes, sir.
Can you close that door? Yes, sir. We're picking up everybody that walks through that hall.
Excuse me. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's much better. All right. Okay, sir. One allegation on your warrant. That allegation reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3 as demonstrated by your after changing your place of residence at 48 North Santa Barbara Street, number 1 in Mesa, on or about February 6, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The defendant's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then based on the admission of Mr. Agrado, I am going to move to find that he was delinquent. He violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had, and may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by Mr. Johnson, myself, second by Mr. Rittenhouse, agreed by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Neal. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board's going to make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate you in your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady, and then we're going to go over some information and then get back with you, okay? Mr. Grady.
Before we make a decision, may I keep my case?
Yes, sir. You certainly will. You'll have that opportunity, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Mr. Grady.
What sort of warrant? He was released from DOC February 2nd, 2018. He was arrested on March 10th of 2018 by Mesa PD. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on March 11th of 2018. He has a CSED of June 5th of 2018 that reflects 32 of Sunday. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated assault, 1 year, 9 months. Prior conviction, 2013, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2013, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. 2013, threatened intimidating, 1 year. 2013, marijuana violation, 1 year. location of 270 DOC, the CU and Iris stores are 44, Merrill Hall store is a 2, Southern View store is a 2, has no gang affiliation, prior terms of supervision, 2014, TIS release, absconded for 35 days, leaked CNCD while in custody. Disciplinary violations are moderate. Other arrests, 2006, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2006, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2007, cruelty to animals, poultry, Arizona juvenile probation. 2009, theft, Arizona juvenile detention. 2009, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile detention. 2010, criminal trespass, third degree, Arizona juvenile detention. 2010, escape, third degree, Arizona juvenile detention. 2010, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile detention. He's got a community risk score of G5, V5.
Okay, so I see that when you were released from prison, you at first was released to be homeless, and then you were approved to stay at 48 North Santa Barbara in Mason. Was that someone's home, sir, or was that a halfway house?
That was my grandmother's address.
Okay. Then it said that you moved out from your grandmother's house without your parole officer's approval. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir, that is right. If I may explain why I did so.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll be more than willing. Okay, the reason I moved out was because my aunt at the time was on, I believe, either federal or state probation. And I didn't want either one of us to get in trouble just because I needed a place to reside. So I took it upon myself to move out. I didn't call my parole officer because I had just gotten a job that following Tuesday that I got released. I had gotten a job at a tire shop, and I personally thought that having a job and obtaining and keeping a job was more important than buying a phone or calling my PO. And it is my fault. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna take ownership. I bought a cell phone and called my parole officer and let him know where I was living. At the time, I was staying on 544 South Thompson, which is right up the street. I'm still there because I worked out there on the Oliver Broadway at the tire shop.
So during those 32 days that you were out, what else were you doing? Did you get involved in any drugs or start drinking or what?
I had recently started drinking, and I just smoked a little bit of marijuana without having a medical card for it. But the night I got arrested, I was pretty drunk because I was going through some personal stuff, you know, like relationship. You know, I should have waited, but I got a little emotional. I got down on myself. I started drinking, and that's what led up to my arrest.
So what happened when you got arrested, sir?
Honestly, sir, I cannot recall for the life of me. If you're aware of those four local roads, they have it's like a tall can of alcohol, and it has a 14% alcohol. And me, I don't drink. Like my father's an alcoholic, I'm not. But I chose to drink that night I was sad, I was blue. And I wanted to feel better, and I wanted to forget about the breakup between my girlfriend and I. So I started drinking. I drank at a poor local road, and I completely, like, almost blacked out. I woke up in a hamper, asking anybody if they knew where I was in for it. Oh, man, I think you're just here for a violation. You need to talk to the CO3. And I asked the CO3 what I was here for. They said, oh, you're just here for a violation. You should be doing like 90 days.
All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Same more questions coming from the board, Mr. Waddle. The board's going to be going into discussion. I'll probably going into discussion, sir. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself?
Without repeating yourself?
Without repeating yourself.
What I'd like to say is, if you grant my release, I'm able to get my job back where I was working, and I know now what I'll do different this time, instead of not keeping in touch as far as communicating with my parole officer. And I landed a few parole officers. I got some information from some guys right here, so I will get back to work, and I will not only keep in contact, but I will do your release as well as everything that I agreed to as far as my conditions of release. Thank you.
Okay, so the board here ain't going to discuss. While the board's in discussion, Mr. I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. How we remain silent while the board's in discussion. While we're in discussion, we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. The board's now into discussion. I believe that Mr. Eduardo left his grandmother's house for a good reason, because someone else there was on probation. He said they didn't want to get him in trouble. He was working during the period of time that he was actually out. He did abscond for 32 days and did resort back to using alcohol by drinking occasionally. But he will be released in a short period of time on June 5th of 2018. I think that if he takes the rest of this time that he has in custody and work on a plan so that when he gets out, he'll be a productive citizen. He'll be able to not be on parole or community supervision and won't have those restrictions on him. And I think he'll be able to work and continue to work and be a productive citizen after that. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Eduardo, find that he was delinquent, violated the attorney's conditions of supervision, had lapses, about to lapse in criminal ways of conduct, as he was absconding for 32 days, and we do not know for sure exactly what he was doing. And he did relapse and started to drink alcohol.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed by Dr. Ryan and Mr. Neal. Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on June 5th, 2018, which is just about a month away from now, sir. If you would take the time that you have left in there, sir, try to work to CO3, put together a plan so that when you are released and get out, that you'll be able to be a productive citizen. You want to be on any community supervision or parole when you're released, so you won't have those restrictions from the community supervision or parole. And hopefully you'll be able to work with your family and get yourself together, and we'll not have the opportunity to see you come back before this board under this type of situation, okay? That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Your hearing is over. Thank you, sir.
Sounds like it's froze. Hello? Sir, can you hear us?
The screen is froze.
Screen's froze. That's going to conclude the hearing at this time. It appears that...
It's froze.
Oh, there it goes.